hands out of the soapy water and quickly rinsed and dried them. I turned to find something to write with and saw that he was already standing in my kitchen. The rage I saw in his eyes sent fear coursing through my body, and all but one thought slipped my mind. "I'm so sorry, Mama," I whispered out loud before I released a blood-curdling scream. I would not leave the world quietly.
One. "Man, it's the sweet lady from the coffee shop," said my partner, Adrian Good. "Who would want to hurt her?" As detectives, we had seen a lot of shit in our lives, but that didn't mean we were immune to it. The young woman lying in a pool of blood from where someone had slit her throat wouldn't sit well with the most hardened veterans. "Bianca," I said to him. "Her name is Bianca. And someone had done a real number on her, too. The facial bruising indicated her attacker had struck her several times, and the kitchen furniture knocked haphazardly all around suggested she had put up a struggle. Bianca Dragomir, age 24, the first responding officer said. "Call came in from the neighbor behind her. Josh Roman